Good morning, beloved. It is a wonderful blessing to be able to join you on this beautiful Monday morning as we once again take a few moments out of our busy schedules and read together God's Word. This week we begin in Isaiah chapter 12, 1 through 6, where today's reading is in the form of a psalm of thanksgiving, praising God our Savior and the source of our strength. And just like last week, God's saving word for us this week is joy. So let's begin Isaiah chapter 12, verses 1 through 6. A day is coming when people will sing, "I praise you, Lord. You were angry with me, but now you comfort me and are angry no longer. God is my Savior. I will trust Him and not be afraid. The Lord gives me power and strength. He is my Savior. As fresh water brings joy to the thirsty, so God's people rejoice when He saves them. A day is coming when people will sing, 'Give thanks to the Lord. Call for Him to help you. Tell all the nations what He has done. Tell them how great He is. Sing to the Lord because of the great things He hath done. Sing the whole world. Let them hear the news. Let everyone who lives in Zion shout and sing. Israel's holy God is great, and He lives among His people.'" And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 12, verse 5. "Sing to the Lord because of the great things He hath done. Let the whole world hear the news." You know, today's reading is usually connected with the vision of Isaiah in chapter 11, verses 1 through 16, since it envisions a time of praise following the restoration of Israel and Judah and the reign of a righteous king. But here you see that God is being praised because He is no longer angry with His people. His people have recognized that their God is a great and mighty Savior. And you know what? Regardless of what we've lost or what we have gained in our lives, we should always recognize what a wonderful, glorious Savior our Heavenly Father is. Let's pray. Holy God, You are my Savior, and I sing Your praises, proclaiming the great things You have done. May the good news of Your salvation be spread throughout the world. Amen. Well, these few fleeting moments of a Monday morning have come to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Isaiah chapter 54, where we'll read about the restoration of Jerusalem, the promise of the restoration of Jerusalem. And so until tomorrow, may God bless you, may God keep you safe, and may you realize how close to His heart our Father God is holding you. Until then, God bless.